This episode is brought to you by Valaisanne, the alcohol-free, very tasty beer. It's not really, but it could be. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, hit me up in the comments on Instagram. It would be super cool to have someone as a regular sponsor. That could be at the beginning, in the middle, at the end. Doesn't need to have to do anything with foiling. Usually, it's mostly men who watch my videos. So, very cliche, beer could work. All right, let's get into the episode. All right.
Buenas. Hola.
Welcome to a very special episode with Balz. He's in Fuerteventura, and yesterday he had a PWA freestyle event, and we will talk about that. Today's maybe going to be a freestyle session, and let's just hear how it went for you, how you are, and how long have you been in Fuerteventura now for? Like a week or something?
Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone. So I'm on foiling vacations because I didn't even brought my foil equipment. I'm on a windsurf trip, so on a fin windsurfing trip, quite old school. But I love windsurfing. I love all water sports disciplines. And it's so good to get to Sotavento, this beautiful playground. Conditions, they're always on point. I mean, since years we got, I think since 14 years I'm personally coming here. And since 37 years, René Egli is organizing the Sotavento Windsurf World Cup. So one of the longest lasting windsurf competitions on this planet. And it's still ongoing. And we just witnessed slalom happen the last days, and freestyle just finished yesterday. And now the next day is looking out for some crazy foiling, wing foiling, and first ever para wing exhibition competitions coming up. So
very cool.
Epic times.
Very cool. Yeah. Now, just for people who are not familiar with it, because I watched a little bit of freestyle yesterday, just your first two heats. If I understood that correctly, you have this freestyle sessions and you get paired then. And then it's one against one, or how does that work exactly?
Yeah, basically there's an elimination. So you mentioned there these heats. So we're doing a knockout heat system. So it's one rider against the other. We got 8 minutes time to perform 7 tricks per side. And the best 3 tricks, they're going to count for your scores in the end. So in the end, like, you basically have to be very complete doing moves on both sides. And the watch is running down so quick, and it's quite challenging. But yeah, let's get back to the format. So you got these elimination ladders. There's a single and a double elimination, but I will get into that as well. But there's an elimination ladder, and you're ranked regarding your last year's ranking, or your wild card applies or whatever. And then you're literally facing one and the other competitors in a sort of heat. And the winner goes straight into the next round, and the loser basically lost his heat. But he gets a second chance in the double elimination, which will give him another time, the chance to shine and perform the best out on the water. And yeah, for me, freestyle, I mean, it's my life. It's all about being out there expressing yourself, dancing on the water, and being able to do whatever you want. Like, you literally can just get these 7 minutes to play.
But is there, because when you do those tricks, and we're going to talk about your first performed, well, the new trick that you performed for the first time, like live in an event, the judges, they need to know, first of all, they need to see it, because it's far away, right? Well, and then how do they point a new trick?
Yeah, we got judges, and they basically, it's always suspicious with judging. But we got a score, a score line, and basically a trick like a forward loop, for example, a front flip has a base score from like 2.93 points. So it's from 0 to 10 points. But we can't break the scale. We can't break the scale from 10 points. But definitely there's room for new moves. And new moves, they get rewarded really good. So there's like three different scales of new moves, like a small flat spin move, like a sliding move, then a power air move, or like a crazy new move. And basically the last 3 years I managed to create 3 new moves every year competing here at the World Cup. And this year it was sort of a combination of 2 new moves. Also, I have to be honest, inspired by wing foiling, because in wing foiling we started to do these crazy combo moves hopping around, and I managed to do this cheese roll into Shaka. We're still not having a name for it, and they rewarded
Shakarella,
really
you said
well.
In one of your
Shakarella,
reels.
Shakarella, yeah. But they you know, that's what freestyle is all about. You got to be creative, show new stuff. And I think it really did a good job because it was rewarded well. And that's what it's all about, freestyle. I want to be creative and do new stuff out there on the water.
That is so cool, because one of the commentators said that you are the person, the freestyler, with the most invented tricks in the last couple of years. So that's a badge of honor, really. That's so cool.
It's almost sad to see that not more new moves been invented in the last months, years. Because in wing foiling, it's crazy how much the progression is moving forward. While in windsurfing exists since 55, 60 years almost already. So let's say four generations already doing this beautiful water sport, but it hasn't really evolved as quickly or as crazy as other new water sports disciplines do. And don't ask me why. Maybe the creative people, they always want to pioneer something new and move straight into a new sport. That happened with kitesurfing 20 years ago. Yeah. And let's say the more conservative, stoked people, stoked on water sport, on windsurfing, they stick to the fin and windsurf back and forward. But for me, it's always has been trying these new feelings. And therefore, I love being creative. And the foil changed the game for me, because definitely foiling opened up a whole new spectrum of moves. And that's now relating backwards also to the fin, which blowing my mind.
it's crazy. But with a freestyle event like this, you're not allowed to foil, right?
That's the most frustrating part, because last year I was actually competing on my foil and got disqualified. But let's say not disqualified, but they already said before the heat that it's not gonna work out, because they can't really compare the two disciplines. And I do agree, but since there's just a handful of windsurf foilers on the planet really pushing this discipline, we're not really getting the chance to shine and have our own competitions. Although I really think the windsurf sport is missing out with a huge potential of crazy new air moves. Not only here in Sotavento, but especially in Switzerland on our lakes, we could do insane, insane freestyle windsurf action on the foil. And I'm sure it's yet to come. It's just, it needs the youth to move forward. And because the windsurf tour, it's crazy. The windsurf tour, it's full of older windsurfers like me. I'm 30 years old, and I'm the freaking oldest on the wing foil tour. And I'm one of the younger guys here on the windsurf tour. So that makes absolutely no sense.
But it was pretty impressive, because I saw your first two heats, I think it was, and you were so good. Yeah, you really incredible. And then I saw your new move, and I had to watch it like 10 times. Every time, 3 times, because the slow-mo, but a judge needs to instantly like put a number on it. Did you announce that you're going to do it, or how did they do that?
That was a funny point, because it's actually about the story of this new move, the Shaka, the Chiswell Shaka. I've done it now in freestyling literally 10 out of 10, and much smoother than the one in the competition. And the judge have seen it before. So, and one of the judge actually came up the day before. He was like, man, you're going to break the scale. That's a 10 point what you're doing. That's 10 points. And then it came to the competition, and I literally needed 4 attempts to get that freaking move done. And that's also the reason, I mean, it's so crazy. From the moment the watch starts ticking, I don't know what's going on, but it's always so frustrating competing as well, because once the time you fly, you're out of the comfort zone, and it's so hard to perform during competitions. So it didn't really went as smooth as I was hoping for. Because there's definitely a hell lots of pocket moves on that pocket lists I yet want to perform, but it really needs this perfect platform as well to perform, and it's not that easy. And even though, I mean, looking at this beautiful playground out here, Sotavento, it looks like a dream, but being out there during the competition, it's so freaking challenging. It's so choppy.
Choppy as well, yeah.
Yeah, I prefer to foil over this water than fin surf over it. But again, that's the same playground for all the competitors. So in the end, the best one will win. It's just that I'm sort of also on the wing side. I think we need to not limit ourselves so much for these big moves. And we do limit ourselves for these big moves with the point systems we're having. I mean, the creativity, the overall impression is lacking in these freestyle competitions, because even though it's called a freestyle competition, bringing it back to your point, the judges, they sort of need to know or expect what you're doing. So we cannot go out there and just do a firework of creativity, because it will be untouchable freestyle in a certain way. So it's sort of more like a ski jumping, that you almost have to announce your trick and then do your moves. And with this score list and trick list, we're basically having nothing else than we got to choose from 500 moves, the best five or six moves. And it's most of the time the same moves happening. So sort of a bummer.
let's just quickly talk about that last time, and then I'm going to get into the competition, what actually happened, kind of a recap kind of thing. Because I think like a freestyle competition is like kind of the opposite of what freestyle actually is.
100%. And to me, it also has nothing to do with actually freestyling. Because when you freestyle, you're having just a great time with your friends out on the water. And I do agree, I have a great time. It's in the end, the one who has the most fun, in my opinion, is the winner. But when it comes to a ranking and actually performing moves, it's more of doing your studies and your homeworks and training this pure. So you're like performing trick after trick, and it's almost lame. And talking about this, there would be definitely better formats to do a freestyle competition with sort of super sessions where people get creative, get out of their comfort zone. But the main goal and the reason why I'm still competing is I want to become a better writer. I want to progress. And it forces you so much to progress or to train if you have a reason for it. And I mean, I hate competitions and I love them at the same time. But I hate them because it's stupid being here doing the same moves for years now and not progressing. But it's so good to get out of, comfortable with the uncomfortable and trying new things. And that's the reason why everyone should have sort of challenges and competitions in life.
It makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it Maybe necessarily you can just... need to be a World Cup?
Maybe you can also like talk about your the event yesterday. As I said, I just saw two heats. You both won and by a margin. And then the third one was probably because it got windy and I had to get on the water myself.
I lost.
No,
it.
What happened
honestly,
there?
No, I lost it mentally. First of all, it was a really big opponent as well. It was Poisson. He used to be the world champion three years ago. So he's a big name. And I knew I don't need to fail. There's no room for mistakes. And I basically saw him sticking that very first beautiful trick. And me, I failed my first trick as I wanted to prove I can do the same or even better. And if you start a heat under time pressure and you fail the first move, you're straight out of the flow. You're straight out of the game. And it just didn't find the rhythm. And that's happening so much, not only in competition life, but if you're actually, I keep telling, if you're approaching something, it's the takeoff. It's the commitment from the very beginning. If you're in the right mood and if you know from the beginning, I even say, I see the name of the moves written on the waves. So I look at that little wave, at that little top, and before the takeoff, I already see the landing or I imagine myself doing the trick. And that's really what matters. It's the 100% commitment, takeoff, and then you got it. And if you're like going maybe 60% or 70% committed into that takeoff, you're not going to stick that move. So you got to go all in or leave it. And I wouldn't say the energy was gone, but I keep struggling competing mentally. There's so much going on in competition. And I never had a competition where I was actually, let's say, in the flow, in this just everything's possible feeling. And it's frustrating because I don't know if competition is the right platform to actually do such a new innovative session where people actually progress. But I'm sure there has to be some sort of way to give a platform where people can get out of their comfort zone and progress without being first or second or whatever. I mean, in the end, it's not about winning or losing. It's about having a great time.
But I still question, because you are there. How long have you been there? 1 week? 10 days?
I wasn't. That's the case. As as I'm not having my focus on fin surfing, I definitely wasn't well prepared. I arrived 4 days earlier, and I would say, I mean, I might be just not, I've been pretty much every day on the water, and I do love all the disciplines, but I was definitely very little or almost not fin sailing. So I was not well prepared for this competition. But for me, it's sort of also like vacations. I'm here to have a great time with my friends, fin surfing. I do love fin surfing, but the goal was not to come here and perform well in the competition, but have a great time. And if it matches each other, and if it's just happening, as it did also the last days, again, I didn't expect to win, but I had a great time. And I'm happy with my 9th place. I'm sure I could have done better, but I didn't really put the time and effort into coming here and being, let's say, if you take off a move and you know like you're going to stick 6 from 10 well, that's not enough. You got to be sure that you're landing 9 from 10. But I got to mention as well, in freestyling, you guys all know how hard this playground behind us is. I mean, we're playing with the elements, and each attempt is different. Like the wave, how it appears, the wind, whatever, it's always different. So it's almost impossible being 100% clean and perfect. And even the best guys, they struggle.
That's the good thing about having heats, because the wind might change, but in one heat, it's pretty similar for both of them. So I think that's great. But as you said, you didn't come here to win. So you were not going there. And like, I guess there's prize money involved as well. Or is it like a starter's fee? Because it can be part of that too.
There's prize money involved on the BWA. But I'm doing it since 14 years. So I'm already one of not the older guys, but I'm still like, already well-experienced competitor, and I never got a really, really good result fin windsurfing. I mean, that was also, I wouldn't say I'm not motivated to win. I mean, everyone who's competing is eager, sure. But I'm very realistic coming from a Swiss lake with its gusty winds, that fin surfing will not be my platform to shine. But when the foiling came up, it really changed the game. And I mean, that's where I had the chance to actually progress and spend time on the water. And I don't know how many hours I spent this year on the foil, but I definitely spent, let's say, 98% on the foil on the water, and maybe these 2% on the fin. And that's just not enough to perform here well on a very high World Cup level. And I mean, all these guys here, we've been now 34 competitors. Literally in the first round already, any one of the competitors could have won that competition. And it's, the level is so close. And it's also, well, it's very challenging for everyone out there, but it's so unpredictable to tell who's actually going to win it or not. And that's crazy, in my opinion.
I saw that, and it looked amazing. It looked amazing. Also, really, your performance was
exciting.
And also, you know, how you are on the board, smiling, like cheering everyone on. Yeah. I love your helmet that you threw things on. Amazing. Because for me, that's part as well. If I watch that, that's super cool. But now today is another sort of, not a competition, but an event. What is today?
Well, yeah, so this event, this whole World Cup here on Fuerteventura, on Sotavento, it's all about the water sports fun come together, let's say. And today we're planning on doing a super session, and that's actually my time to shine as well, because I love super sessions. It's where everyone gets the chance to be just out there and having a great time, and the most enthusiastic guy mostly gonna win. So I've been here already all day waiting for the perfect gust to come in, and as you can see, I mean, we got now the sun who's coming through, and maybe with the offshore wind it will actually get a bit windier. So I'm really hoping that we get a super session. And I think these super sessions, personally, that's what I really prefer seeing than being in these eliminations, knocking out your friends. Because in the end, we're competing against our friends. We were partying last night together. We're literally drinking a beer together at night and then competing the day after. So it shouldn't be too serious. And in my opinion, water sport shouldn't be serious anyway. It should be a passion sport, a passion project as well. But obviously, I mean, everyone who's here is eager to win, and we're trying to make a living from water sport for water sport. So it's not easy, but I think what really matters is that we're sharing the passion and sharing the stoke with everyone. And that's why I'm so thankful to be here on your podcast as well and talking about, it's probably your first Finn podcast on the forum.
That's true. That's true. But that doesn't matter.
But it still relates to foiling as well, in my opinion, because I could win. I actually won the Super Session 2 years ago on the foil. So they let me use my foil, and I was able to win against the Finn riders on the foil, which basically is no surprise, because now with the foil nowadays, we pop so much higher. And also with the wing foiling, I've been following the last days, the kids now out there. It's a kids' playground nowadays, the freestyle competition in winging. But it's so crazy what they're doing. Literally trampoline, hopping around like crazy bunnies, doing move after move, and backflip into backflip into backflip into 360, into 720, whatever. It's crazy what's going on. And this hasn't really started yet in windsurfing, I believe, because there's yet so much potential to be discovered once we get the foils to be implemented in these World Cups as well.
Let's talk about that expression session. How does that work? Is like everyone going together on that water, or what's the plan there?
Yeah, basically, so everyone who's keen, and now you would think there will be 34 guys and 8 girls fully motivated to be out there. You're totally wrong. It's going to be maybe 8 or 10 guys out on the water. And that's what's so crazy about these competitions. I mean, I'm always surprised. But in the end, obviously, the Super Session is always towards the end of the competition. So most of the guys, they're already done. They're not fed up with it, but they're already used all their energy. But it's actually these competitions which really matter.
That is super cool. You've been here while the slalom guys were still going.
Yes. So there was slalom X.
Because that was crazy. I mean, it's just so fast. Would you be interested in doing that as well, or is that just too fast for you as well?
It's a great point bringing that up. I think it's like Formula One. It's so freaking crazy what these guys are doing. And it's so uncomfortable being on that race gear. And to me, it has nothing to do with the approach I'm having to water sports, because I want to be out there having fun and being comfortable. That's really what matters. And I think, and that's a really good point you're bringing it up, because it's the same in wingfoil racing. So basically, it gets so elite, this racing, that there has, for the very first time ever, been less race competitors than freestyle competitors. There have been only 30 men racing, and there were 19 guys racing in the past. So it got so crazy. The gear, also the demand, or the physical demand, it's freaking hard work. But there comes my point. If we really want to keep it attractive to everyone, to you guys listening to this podcast, we should get you guys involved racing as well again. And that means having a fun race, everyone running off the beach, doing a beach start on their normal gear. Yeah. It's always going to be the fastest guy winning, but it should be not so crazy like it is nowadays. And especially in wing foiling, now we're reconnecting. I'm back up again. So especially in wing foiling, I think we should really get these pro amateur competitions going, and to get everyone involved and do like defi wind races where like 100 people starting at the same time. And it's not about winning. It's about being out there on the water with your friends and drinking a beer after the session. So I think that's really one thing the tour should get into it.
I agree with you. Seen Nico's videos, it looks amazing. And the sausage and where everyone started together.
The carnage. It was
super cool to watch, really.
Yeah, I'm talking about that sausage. I mean, the people which haven't seen it, they have to jump full speed over that buoy. And I would say like 60% of the guys hung up one time and catapulted over. So in my opinion, they needed much more of these buoys to jump over. And to be honest, we need it also in freestyle. I mean, when I was training and warming up, the guys had the buoy out. I was always jumping over that buoy, over that sausage, and doing the tricks over that buoy. And that could be such a cool element, because everyone knows where to expect the move. And it's a hell of a different story if you're approaching a buoy coming full speed and you know you got to jump over that buoy now or you will fail. And I don't know if some of you guys already jumped over a little buoy in the water. It's nerve-wracking when you're going heading full speed towards that buoy and you know you got to take off and float over it. But at the same time, it's so rewarding and cool once you went over it and you've done it. So I think in the future, we hopefully see some over the buoy.
If there's a little wave appearing and it just goes over, that's just luck. But if there's no wave and you really have to work for it, oh man. And remember, was that last year when they started with that? Because the first race they did with the sausage, everyone fell. And it was carnage.
Yeah, and everyone was against it. That's the craziest thing. Everyone was like so frustrated that there's the buoy. But then at the same time, everyone was like, but it makes it attractive and interesting. And then they wanted to keep it. And now it's like 50-50. Some guys, they're really annoyed by it. Because it's a crazy chicane. Obviously, it's about racing. It's the fastest guy who wins. But not only the fastest, it's also the most skilled rider who usually takes the win. And so I really like these chicanes to make it just harder for the guys. And it's freaking attractive as well for the spectators. Right. But to get back to the point, Super X, this discipline used to exist back in the days. And they brought it up again. But back in the days, that sausage was like almost 1 meter high. And they had many serious injuries with the guys jumping into that buoy and jumping on top of each other that they actually took it out again. But now they implemented it again and it's freaking beautiful. I love it. It's really fun and it's so unpredictable as well. Like you don't know what to expect.
All right. All right, man. Just before we finish up, is there anything else that you want to talk about or maybe what are your plans for the next few months?
I didn't travel with the foil to Fuerteventura, but I'm already regretting it because I've heard rumors that they're going to do the first freestyle parawing exhibition and the first race exhibitions as well on the TWA. So we already raced last spring in South France, and it was so much fun to parawing race together with the guys. And now hearing that they're trying to do it here and actually also seeing the guys prepping and practicing out on the water. They have been the gong riders together doing crazy freestyle moves on the parawing. It was blowing my mind to see this. So I sort of regret not having my gear with me, but I'll be back home in Switzerland very soon again. And I'm having this Swiss Alp Lake project, which is ongoing, where I'm about to go with my Reacher bike trailer from Thule and my Stevens e-bike up to the Swiss mountain lakes. And that's the plan for the next 2 weeks, upcoming 2 weeks. So I'm very excited to meet new locations, new spots, and definitely go pump foiling and foiling on the Swiss lakes together with all the enthusiastic pumpers and foilers.
That is so cool. Have you any lakes that you can talk about yet? Like special lakes you're going to visit?
So I was looking for the windiest locations in Switzerland. Obviously, Lake Silvaplana is one of the windiest.
Are you going to say Marmorera?
Marmorena, I've already sailed before.
Ah,
and Bernina is also, let's talk about it that way. There's over 1,500 lakes in Switzerland. And I probably sailed maybe 25 of it. So there's yet a huge list of spots to be discovered. And I've already walked up to little mountain lakes where we hiked 3 hours. And then in the end, the whole little pond was frozen and we had to like dig with our foils to make a few pump turns in it. But if I'm opening my Google Maps, it's full of pinned locations where I want to go to. There's definitely in all regions some spots. And just stay tuned on my socials and you'll follow where the Surf This Alp tour will head. If anybody's keen to join me on a lake, we make it happen. Let's just catch up with me and we're gonna bike together up to a mountain lake.
That would be so cool. And honestly, I'm still on vacation, so maybe next 2 weeks I actually might have time for one or two lakes. That would be super cool, man.
We should actually also in your region, let's say the central Swiss Alps, because I was already at the Grimselpass. I was already on the Radrichsboden Staudamm, which basically is an artificial lake. And if we get all these artificial lakes as well, there's the list is endless. There's so many places to explore. And I remember I was winter foiling on Rätlichsboden Lake, this small little lake, and there were still ice cubes, like big ice pots in the water floating in, I think it was mid June. So like beginning summer, there was still ice in this lake. And I love these adventures. It's so cool.
Oh, that's crazy. So speaking about sausages, like ice blocks, kind of Titanic vibes. That's crazy, man. That's so cool. Awesome. All right. But I think
even better.
I think we can wrap it up. Thank you very much for taking your time. Just one last thing. Is it possible that you can send me the video of your new move, like the cheese roll shaka, so I can insert it in the YouTubes at the beginning?
That would be cool. And then let's find a name together. I mean, we still have to decide if we're going to call it the Swiss roll, the fondue roll, the cervola roll.
I like chaccarella. I think it's a kind of dancey move.
And if you're wondering if my sticker is upside down in the cell, have you ever seen me riding straight forward in a normal straight line?
You know, honestly, I thought that you'd put it upside down because when you do a flip, that so that people can read it. So that I thought that just makes sense.
Cool. Hey, I'm looking forward to meeting you, Matt, again, and next time on the foil.
Absolutely. Hopefully. All right, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good session. Bye-bye.
Cheers.